We will do the salutation to the Triple Gemma. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sauka sango sanghang namami. Okay. Just relax yourself, huh? Then maintain some more attention, then we start. Huh? So according to our this more strict schedule, we supposed to have formal meditation. Huh? We are sitting or lying down or walking, plus daily mindfulness training. Huh? We are bowing, Dhamma contemplation, reflection, inquiry, etc. within the vicinity of the temple area, while moving around, or while in the standing, sitting, lying down, and walking postures. Always be natural, and to maintain relaxation of form and mind at all times. So, I realized that 2.5 hours of this style of meditation could be very stressful for you for the first day. So what I will do is, because there is also some time wasted for the photo session and all those things, so we will maybe cut short your meditation to about 2 hours. I will stop at 3:30 instead of 4 o'clock, so that we got more time for sharing. So make a note of that. So 1:30 to 3:30. Then later on 3:30 to 5:30, we do the, I think for the rest of the session, because we need more time for Q&A. I realize there are a lot of people with very important and good questions. Then there are some who may need to share their experience. So that will be very much more useful. Otherwise, if I have only 1.5 hours, we cannot answer much question and very little sharing. Okay, before I let you all start your meditation, just now I heard from Sui An, and also Alicia told me she got some good experience that she wants to share. So let us invite Alicia. Pass the mic to her. Yeah, thank you so much, Alicia. Push it out.
Hello?
Yeah.
First of all, I would like to say thank you to Radio. How should I say? 不眠不休的教我们啊。 一直教我们就对了。
Where is Mi Feng? Must ask Mi Feng to translate. Okay. So you know, he says she would like to start off by expressing her thank or gratitude for, he said, I sacrifice all the time to sleep and rest just to share with all Kayanamita. Sadhu. And she has a lot of hate, gratitude, and very strong virtue of respect, which is very good. And the faith also. Sadhu. Okay, continue.
And then, I was having difficulty these few days, and then this morning Should I start from the morning or I just see the experience?
Morning, start from morning.
Morning, 4:20, I wake up, yeah. And then there was this chanting inside me.
Oh, sadhu.
And then I was thinking, why? Then I want to, do my changing and everything, and then the chanting and the movement,
become one.
I don't get used to the
I know.
Then I say, I think maybe indicating I should go down and chant. So I went down.
Yeah.
Then I follow them.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Chant.
Do the chanting. Huh?
Then I follow yesterday Deng Chong Si taught me how to chant.
Yes.
And then surprisingly, I can like follow. You know.
Oh, very good.
Then after that. And then after that, I feel like full of gratitude, but I'm like very happy, but I don't know why I keep on crying.
Correct. Your nature no, but the thinking mind cannot understand. It's good.
And then my nature is I always like a tuanyao. You know why?
Yeah, I know. Tuanyao. Oh, ostrich. Ostrich,
always got problem, put the head inside the
yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That kind of nature.
Yeah.
So then after that, Brother Sri Ang tell me, why you smile also like so sad? I said, I don't know. Then I was like, try to hold back my emotion.
Yeah,
I don't know
what
is that called.
Yeah.
Then I can't hold on until I see Sister Yingbi. Then I straight away and hug her and cried.
Sadhu.
I don't know what happened. And then after that, Brother Sri Ang said, you better go and bow at the shrine hall, there 100 bow.
Oh.
I said, huh? Is that really work? Then I said, okay. Then I said, it must be some message asked me to go and bow. So I went. So after my bowing, as usual, actually a few days ago, I was very cold, then I stand at the fish pond there.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I was sending mita to all the fish.
Ah, very good.
Then after the bowing, I went near the fish pond.
Ah.
Then I, as I walked towards the pond, I saw something on the rocks there.
Yeah, yeah.
Jump down, you know. I got a shock. What is that? Then I say, I couldn't understand. The fish couldn't be at the stone, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the fish on the stone and then jump down, you know? And then I said, what is that? Then after I said, cannot be a fish. Then after that, I was like, suddenly wake up, you know.
Oh.
Then I said, I asked them, 你是想要跟我讲什么吗?
Oh, sadhu.
Then the answer came up. Oh, 你已经在那个shore了,为什么你还要jump回去那个湖海里面呢?sadhu.
Very good.
Sadhu,
very good.
That's my sharing.
Yeah, very good, sadhu.
Sorry, I cannot say in English. Yeah, yeah. My English is not good.
English is not that good. So the last part he said in Mandarin, he saw the fish. Actually, it cannot be fish, is it? On the rock, jump inside the pond. So then, the understanding finally came. Because the thought said, cannot be fish. So cannot be fish, then what is it? Oh, then he remembered. Very likely it's a sign. So he asked, are you trying to tell me something or give me a message? Well, then all of a sudden, inside the nature there, he said, you are already on the shore, out of the suffering world. Why you still want to jump inside? Then she got a lot of joy. Because she really came out of the depression and everything. That's why her mind is already very different. Then there must be something that actually they all know. Because your faith is not strong and you're not confident. Because you think you still don't know, but actually she already knew a lot of things. Because after she went through the Dhamma, I think all in was only 3 years. But the first year after that, after the first year, he already very good. Because a person who went through suffering until depression for many years, When I speak the first Noble Truth, they understand, because everything is very familiar. That's why I remember first lesson, she come to my Tuesday class 3 years ago, a good friend of her, Anna, I think Vincent's wife, want to help her, because they know she got a lot of this type of problem. Then earlier on at Champaka, many months before that, they came and approached me and said, relative, can I bring a friend or not? I said, you can bring. Oh, then they say, okay, I will check with her. Then after that, we moved our class back to my house there, because after my NGO, I don't want to travel so much. So we moved back to my house. Then she came. Then Anna and Vincent called me and said, she and the husband are coming. Oh, I said, good, sadhu. So they came. So first time I saw her, I see the face, I know, depressed person, cannot talk, I'm very sad inside. After the first Noble Truth, I explain the second Noble Truth. Then I give analogy. I say, it's only a thought. How come we got such power to make you so miserable? That one was a very major breakthrough. Then the other one I told her is, I said, your life, you can decide. You hold the key to your own destiny. If you choose to be happy, nobody can make you sad. Wow. After that, I can see the radiance in her face. She see the light at the end of the tunnel. Like something can be done. And I saw her so attentive. Never before, a first timer come, so attentive. Because the Dhamma is very dry most of the time. But because she went through all the suffering, that's why to her, this is very meaningful. But it doesn't mean that I want you to go through suffering, then only come. Please, you don't need to, because there are other people with other parami, so you don't have to suffer sometimes. When the time comes, you will search yourself. So because of that, she starts to develop understanding and confidence. Then she suddenly, because she knows there is recording, she end up chasing Suyan for the recording. He says, yes, relative recording out already, So we were listening for the past 2-3 years. And as she listened, she got a lot of joy. Then she started to recover. Then she started to become more happy and more cheerful. Just like that. Last time I went to see psychiatrist, take medication and everything. Then cannot recover. So people with such serious mind state can also recover. Then after she recovers, she somehow says, but till now, they're very different. There is so much joy, so much happiness. Then he said, the work there also, now very small. Then everything she do, last time she got a lot of problem. Then now everything turned out very well. Everything fall into place. Very appropriate and very really meant to be, so beautiful. So even this New Year, so she said, everything went on so well, all the place. Then early on, there are many occasions. She last time cannot organize, for the family trip to go back to China. I think one of the relatives want to get married. She planned everything, organized everything. Not only she can deal, she was very surprised after that. She said, how come everything went on so smooth? Amicable, no quarrel, nothing. Then she booked everything, planned everything, and took everybody back. And it's quite a big contingent. That's why she was full of joy. Life just take a turn. So that's why this higher being, they want to give confidence to her. You are already on the shore. Or you still want to jump back into the river like that fish, go back. Because the suffering world is the suffering world. If you can stand above already, don't go back. Means don't allow all these worldly things to draw you in again. So important thing is, when you are on the shore, means you already have the understanding, but not stable yet. So the advice is continue to cultivate. Have faith, be diligent. Then one day, all this will stabilize. Then she will understand what the Dhamma is. Very good, huh? We rejoice, huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, anybody else want to report the meditation or ask question? Otherwise, I have to let you start your meditation at 2 o'clock. Huh? It's supposed to be 2 to 3.30. Supposed to be 1.30 to 3.30. So now I reduce it to 2 to 3.30. 1.5 hour enough. Anybody else got any more question or reporting? Joy hasn't finished yet. You say the rest you will continue. Yeah, you can. The mic, pass it back. Alicia, pass the mic back.
I have a lot of stories, though. But this is something related to Dharma. This morning, I've been going down to the Shrine Hall every morning for the chanting. It started yesterday morning. I did some bowing on my own. And this morning, I actually started doing the bowing after 5 minutes when it started doing the chanting. Actually, I seldom bow, even though I've heard Brother Teo say bowing is actually a very good way of training your mind. But somehow, over the years that I followed Brother Teo, I never really go and do this bowing thing. Somehow, the body just doesn't go down, you know. It's just like, you go down halfway, about 3 times, 4 times, then you just stay there. You just can't do it anymore. It's very strange. But this trip, the last trip, I also tried to go and bow because I think Mimi said, hey, go to Pusien, Pusa there and do your bowing, you know. And I went, but somehow, it just doesn't connect. So I didn't do very much of that. But this trip, surprisingly, actually the bowing come by on its own. I don't really have to think about it very much. The minute the chanting starts, and when I need to bow or when I have to bow, I will just do the bowing. And this morning, I can't remember how many bows I made, but it's definitely 5 minutes after the chanting, right to the end. I don't know, maybe 100 times, right?
More than that.
More than that, yeah.
Because if you say 5 minutes after they start, you must have bowed for at least 25 minutes. Because their whole thing is about half an hour.
I think the first reason, the first thing that really made me bow was because of my parents.
Yeah.
I never officially, actually, spiritually, officially asked forgiveness from my parents.
Mm.
Because I was quite naughty when I was a teenager. But I'm very lucky to have this pair of parents who are very open-minded. I remember my dad, when he sent me overseas, the first thing he told me was this. Actually, he knew I was already smoking. He says, you can smoke 10 packets of cigarettes a day, I don't care. But you cannot touch drugs. I mean, my generation, I'm already 58 now. So during those times, you're talking about Sam's again in
Sydney. Yeah.
If a girl, the only daughter who smokes, and the only daughter who smokes in the whole family of the Lim clan, I think it's quite dramatic for my grandmother. But my father was very wise in a way, because there's no way you can stop me because I'm quite stubborn. So actually I went there. I continue my smoking, of course. But I think it's always the curiosity that kills the cat, yeah. So I actually went and tried once. But that was the one time in my entire life, and I told myself never to do it again.
Mm.
Yeah, because you can get very diluted and very, it's very illusionary.
Mm.
Right? You laugh and you cry, you laugh and you get very happy, you know, it's very illusionary. So when I first, after all this, right, and I, thank God I got a very nice husband, and then I came to Brother Teo. Mimi, my good old friend, has been trying to get me into Dharma for 10 years. So yeah. I was like having a good time. I was in the advertising industry, so I have a lot of entertainment to do. So that's where my smoking and drinking comes along. Yeah, but I came to the Dharma class actually I don't have much problem in my life, yeah. Mm. But I was like nowhere. You know what I'm trying to say? You're just nowhere. You're just here, there, everywhere, you know, but you're just nowhere at the same time. So when I first came to Brother Chiu's class, I want to use these words. I know it's just a word, but I was ruffled.
Yeah.
I was ruffled somehow. And that's when I start telling you about the story about the drink and all that.
Yeah.
But that ruffle, actually, from that day onwards, I didn't drink anymore.
Wow, sahadev.
I didn't drink anymore. Unless it's a very social, which I need to.
Mm.
Like, occasionally, when my friends come back from Australia and all that. You know, sometimes they come and tell you, that's why I get ruffled. But ruffle is good because then you know where you stand in your practice. And people actually just ruffle you out of good intention sometimes. It's not necessarily bad intention or negativity, you know. So my friends will ask me, why you become Buddhist now you don't drink? Why Buddhist cannot drink, meh? I said, no, my teacher never said I cannot drink, you know, but I just don't want to drink.
Oh, sadhu.
You know? Yeah, I just don't want to drink. If I want to drink, you don't have to tell me I will drink.
Mm,
you know?
Sadhu.
The same thing with smoking. I think this will be very good for some of your friends who are smokers. I smoke 2 packets a day for almost 30 years. I was a smoker at the age of 14. Actually, at the age of 11, actually. I go and steal my grandmother's cigarettes. I was asked to go and buy cigarettes from my grandmother. And what happened was, I'm sorry, brother.
No, no.
You know, last time, cigarettes were consulate. Remember consulate?
Yeah,
if
yeah,
your
yeah.
grandmother smoked, you'll know it's consulate. Yeah. Consulate 3
a lot of mean.
Yeah, so you buy the small packet. It's just a few cents. Right? So my grandmother gave me some coins and I thought it's correct. So it's actually correct. I went to the shop, I dropped 10 cents, I think. So I went to the shop, right? I was so scared, not that. So what I did was, I bought this, consulate chapao. Hey, give me that. I just throw the money, you know, so that the poor lady has to pick up the money, you know what I mean? So that it's kept walking out, you know what I mean? You know, the kind of thinking at the back of your head, you know, it's like so pre-planned, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's now I think that it's like, gosh, how scheming can I be?
Yeah, yeah.
At the age of 11, gosh, that is pretty scheming lady, young girl. And I just throw the money and I ran. Of course, she never chased somebody because she obviously think that she lost the 10 cents somewhere, you know. I think so. I'm just making some assumptions here. And I ran back. And then as I was taking the cigarette back, somehow I opened it up, you know. And my grandmother wasn't back now, was it? I can't remember how this happened, but I remember I opened up the packet and I took out this cigarette. And because I see my grandmother smoke all the time, so I was curious. That was my first cigarette. And then I think subsequently, you know, the kind of thing, you know, you go and take one. Actually, I just steal one, and, you know, that kind of thing, you know. And my mom, my dad's mother, that means like my actual ama, owns a sundry shop in a small village. So you sell those cigarettes like to the Malays, no, the one that
tobacco leaf.
You know the tobacco leaf you put and then you roll in the kind of thing. So I used to be the cashier, you know, sometimes. So these people come satu ade, you know, so it's like 1 cent or something. Then I see them rolling. Wow, very interesting. Roll. I think at that time I was about subsi here. And the same thing happened to me. You know. I took the cigarette from the shelf because it's a small little sundry shop. And not because those times is bucket system.
Because
you go and do your business. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I take this cigarette and I go and roll inside the toilet and I lit it. And then every time I go back to my grandmother's house, I will smoke in the toilet. I'm going to cut it short. So that happens and all that, you know. But after when I met Mimi, I was still smoking and all that, drinking. And then when I went to Brother Chiu's class, I was already tapering off my cigarettes. But that was probably my fourth or my fifth attempt. My longest attempt was when my husband had, we all got a scare because we thought he has colon cancer. And he stopped immediately. Yeah. He's also a smoker. Yeah. He stopped instant. Pop, instant. I was like, he kept telling me, hey, you better stop. You better stop. I never stopped. But I did stop for a while. And then, you know, it's very easy to catch, to go back to smoking. Yeah, just somebody offer you, or you go and suddenly cannot. Somebody, the husband said, no, Gua, you don't like, and then you go and buy a cigarette. You know, that kind of thing. You know. Yeah. So when I came to Brother Teo's class, I was actually my fourth or fifth attempt tapering off my cigarette. But it is also the same trip that I went on, the first trip I went to with Brother Teo, my spiritual trip.
Thailand.
That was also the trip that I stopped smoking completely up to today.
Sahadu.
I never smoke again.
Sahadu.
So it is, tell your friends, if they want to stop, they have to stop at their own.
Yeah.
And they must understand why they stop.
Yeah, why they stop.
You can tell them to stop 100 million times. It's very,
yeah,
very difficult.
Very difficult to kick the habit.
Yeah, that's my
sharing. That is sharing. a craving.
I must thank my Kalimita. That's why I'm very grateful to my Kalimita, who has been very supportive of all this. You need good friends to help you along, actually. And of course, with Brother Teo's guidance. Whenever he looks at me, sometimes I'm a bit vocal. I'm very vocal, actually. But sometimes I know by the glare of Brother Teo's eyes, sometimes I know what I should do and what I should not do. Yeah. Think sometimes you need somebody to knock you on the head. You know. Thank you for listening to
me.
Let
us say rejoin. Sahadu, sahadu, sahadu. Because this is just for sharing. Because this is how they actually had the condition to come to Dhamma. Then how, through the Dhamma, when you understand, you really come out of it, I tell you. Even depression, suffering, I have actually helped many people out. Some are very chronic on. Some you can't even talk to them. Completely cannot talk to them. And yet, my nature know how to teach them what to do. Then they go and do the love one. Then after that, they come out of it. But please, don't bring them and ask me to do. I don't do. I'm not a healer. I only share with you the secret of nature. You can do yourself. If you understand and do it sincerely, 100%, it will recover. And the Dhamma is such a powerful medicine, in inverted comma. It is like the secret of life that can help you resolve all of life problems. When you have the Dhamma, you need not suffer. That is the message. That everything can be understood and resolved through Noble Eightfold Path. So this is such a powerful teaching, such a beautiful teaching given to living beings free. This is the only free lunch as far as I know in this world. So valuable beyond materialistic value, and yet given free. You see how compassionate the Buddha is. He didn't start a company to charge a lesson, then franchise. No. Then even what we did was Kayanamita print, why we give for free distribution. Yeah, it is to actually honor Sakyamuni Buddha, the teacher. You cannot put a value on truth. Truth is beyond value. So you cannot measure with money. So you don't have the support and the means, just no condition. We don't print or we don't do. But because condition was such, there was enough money. So that's why we started the Kayanamita Fund and all those things. Actually, Kayanamita Fund, when I started, I don't expect it to grow like that. At first I thought, maybe if I can do this to help Kayanamita, I should do it. Because a lot of people don't know how it works. So I started it. Then initially, we got not much money. But at any one time, it's more than 1,000. Then later on, even the first batch that came to me, it grew to almost 10,000 at one time. Then after that, the new group came in. Then again, we have the Thursday class. And then these two build up. Now, I think we still got, if I'm wrong, 20,000. The combined two. Still got less already. We printed a lot of books recently. We printed almost, I think, 8,000 or 9,000 ringgit of books. And it is meant for free distribution, because it is their sincere wish that this be given free for those who can what they call appreciate and have the affinity to receive. So all these are for the benefit of Kayanamitas, because if you give, there is generosity, meritorious. You rejoice, that is meritorious. Then at the same time, give of truth and so on. But this type of teaching or understanding is very difficult to come by. And not to say we expect many people to benefit. Even one who receives can awaken. You know what your parami is or not. Especially the Heart Sutta, that note. That note is very, very complete and very beautiful. Then the other small booklet also, you may see that it's a small booklet, but this can actually give a lot of faith and understanding to students and those younger generation, the understanding of how wonderful the Buddha Dharma is. And then they will know how to turn to the Dharma to develop the understanding. And if they have the affinity and the condition, they will also go into it. And this one can spin off a lot of things. Then Dhamma can flourish again in the years to come. And I believe it can happen. That's why the condition is there for all the recordings to be there. Then people transcribe. Then it can come out in printed form. Then in years to come, when people start to appreciate, then people will request for permission to print. Then we will be very, very happy to give the permission as long as for free distribution. Okay, then you can start your meditation. Yes, Suyan. Oh, good. Sadhu. Suyan share. Come, very good.
Yeah, since we are on the bowing story, I'm going to continue.
Yeah. Yes.
So anyway, yesterday morning, I went down and do my bowing to Vairochana Buddha, the one right in the middle. I went in. I told myself I want to do 100 times. Then there's a lot of people coming in and out, so what I do is I go and hide myself beside the drum because there's just enough space for one person. So at least people coming in and out won't be disturbed. So anyway, I went down, bow. So on the 20th bow, my head was touching the ground. Then I somehow said, I seek guidance to get the silent mind and sorry. Also to feel the heart, because I cannot feel. For whatever reason, I just cannot feel the heart. So while still in the bowing position, the moment I finished that, suddenly the heart, it was right there. The head was still on the ground. So okay, then I said, okay, fine. Then I sat, and it was quite peaceful. So I sat. Actually, half to rest and half to sit. Okay, so after about 5 minutes, then I continue to somewhere around 60 something. Then 108. Instead of 100, it says 108.
The message came.
Then after, immediately after 108, then 128. And I knew the second one is not ready. The first one is the
thought,
real one.
Second
one must be the thought trying to play. Play with me. So I say,
108
okay,
is the correct one. We have the bits, the long bits, is all 108.
So anyway, instead of 100, I went on to 108. And since then, even until now, it's more than a day now. I can feel the heart. As I sit here, I got three primary objects. One is the heart, I can feel it. The other one is the breath, which from the nose all the way to the stomach and back.
Very good.
And the third one, which actually happened at that place, the Mahabodhi Temple. I also asked for the silent mind. And suddenly, I could hear the silence, because like right now, sometimes you walk in a forest, he has got this.
Insights and all
silence.
Things,
ever since that day until now.
Sadhu. Very good.
Just want to make one comment about the drinking. When I was working, my major supplier is actually a Japanese company called Fuji, and they are number one drinker. They can just drink. And I've got to take them out for entertainment and all, and I tell them very strictly that it's religious, I don't drink. And they understand.
Yeah.
Muslims don't drink, so I don't drink. I remember occasion when I went for the global conference in Japan, and I think about 60 countries came, and they were trying to toast, I think they called kanpai, I always got it mixed up. So they brought the alcohol for me. I can't drink, so my counterpart quickly stepped back to the counter and changed to Chinese tea. Because they don't drink Chinese tea, and then they changed to Chinese tea, put some ice into there, it looks almost the same, you check the color, about the same, and give it back to me. So happily we were just drinking.
Yeah.
And then there are ways around it. Mm. There are ways around it. So just be honest with them, say, I don't drink.
Mm. Very good. Sadhu, sadhu. Pass the mic, pass the mic. Okay. You also did the bow. Yeah, never mind, it's okay. Never mind. It's okay. I know. Yeah. Never mind. No, that bowing itself, is good enough, because if you do it sincerely with the faith, you know you pay respect to the Sama Sambuddha. No? Even when you chant Supatipanno, you remember? Salutation to the Sangha. The four pair of beings, the sound hearer, the field of merit is immeasurable. What if you bow to a Sama Sambuddha? You understand? No? The field of merit is actually much, much higher. So if you do it mindfully with understanding and faith, I tell you, you don't need to like hear donation, there donation, then try to do good according to you. You just one bow. Everything is there. The last night during the early day, I got one. I think at first, this is a newcomer, not a Kaya Mita yet. I think Champaka, if I'm not wrong. She came. Yeah, he heard the Abhidhamma people tell her. He said, "What do you think?" They say, "You got no root, you cannot cultivate one." No? You know the three, yesterday Long Po also said, the three good roots. What is the three good roots? Yeah? Non-greed, non-hatred, and non-delusion. He said, "What do you, if they say like that, I got no good root, oh. So how to cultivate?" Then I look at her. I say, "You want good root or not? You want good root or not? Silence your mind, bow." Straight away, without the negativity, with the faith. With the faith, how to have greed, hatred, and delusion? You just respect, understand or not? Gratitude. That's why I say contemplate, reflect. Gratitude. Then with the respect, with the faith, you just do it mindfully. That itself give you all the roots you want. Non-greed, non-hatred, non-delusion. And that faith is born of understanding who the Buddha is, how special he is. He is fully enlightened, not only enlightened. So, to develop merits, root, and all those things, no need money. No need to be like somebody very special or what must have past cultivation. If you really, really want to develop this Dhamma way, the teaching, you only need to be sincere, have faith, and do. You will progress very fast. Because when you have that teaching correctly explained to you, and you can develop the understanding, you move very fast, I tell you. I have seen all those who come very fast. Sometimes the newcomer is the best. Because their mind is very simple. Clean slate. You know what is a clean slate? They haven't been exposed to this method, that technique, this teacher. They one got too much conditioning. So when you have too much conditioning, when he come and listen, he don't know true or not. Some more lay person talk until like that. Monk also never talk. And where got people teach, listen to heartbeat one? Just stay at the heart. There were quite a number was scolded by the so-called, they told me, say, cannot operate. You stay at the heart, this, we just scold you. One, cannot meditate like that. One, then last time I remember when I started, I naturally, first time I go and learn meditation, I naturally put my hand like that. Well, when I meditate like that, I feel very good. No? Then I feel the energy, then I'm very calm. No? Then, there are two or three helpers who help this particular monk to teach meditation. No? He suddenly saw me like that. He came and hit me. You know? Hey, you cannot meditate like that. Your hand cannot like that. This is for respect. No? I said, oh, then he's, your hand must be like that. Then, okay, we are out of respect. Eh? So I try to do that. Then I find it funny. You know? I put like that. I don't feel good. No? Then I go back to my that one. No? Then he come again. No? I said, never mind. You do your way, I do my way. Then I continue. You know? Then he got a report to the teacher. But the teacher very good. The teacher said, never mind. Let them do what they like. So that was how I started. Then when I started, whatever I feel good, I will do. Because that is what the result is. That is what my path is. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing like that. That's why then I attended all those retreats. They teach mainly the Burmese tradition. But I cannot, I go there, I cannot do all those things. Then I just sit, then I do anapanasati. Until finally, when they ask me to report, then when I report that one, the person who teach become very curious. Keep on asking me, what else, what else, what do you feel? Well, I said, I didn't even know it's anapanasati. I said, my breath becomes so calm. Then I can experience all the, I don't even know the word piti, sukha, or the same. I say my mind was so calm, no? So peaceful. No? And I can feel this breathing like very clear. No? I say, every part of it, no? Every in-breath is like so clear, no? Every part of it, and so long. I told you I can last for 2-3 minutes on one in-breath and one out-breath. She keep on asking, no? After that, what you feel? What you feel? How was it? But they do like anything also cannot get that experience. Then after that, I continue to do what I do. I didn't follow, but I like their chanting. Then after that, somehow the condition was different. Then I didn't go there. But I found Brickfield nearer, so I went to Brickfield. That was how I started. Then I helped the tape library. Then I listened to all the Dhamma talk given by Chief Reverend and all the monks that come. Because in charge of the library, I have to record the talk. So when I record, I listen first. Then I take back, I have to do the transfer recording, produced to lend people. So again, I listen. Then in my car, I listen. I only listen to those good talk. That's why I was indeed quite fortunate. Because initially, Reverend Suwano, you remember? He Hokkien talk. I hear a lot of Jataka story. That's why all the Jataka story, I didn't read from the Tipitaka one. I heard from him. Then I later only checked Tipitaka. Wow, correct. All the joke he say, he used Hokkien. So sometimes the three characteristics, as you remember, you know what is three characteristics in Hokkien? Oh no, there is three evil roots. Tan Chen Su is three evil roots. At first, I hear also quite like, wow, God, Hokkien can explain impermanent suffering and non-self. No? Then, first time I heard, bo xiong, ko bo ngo, wow, good. Bo xiong means impermanent, not permanent. Bo xiong, ko is suffering, ku, bo ngo means no ego. Bo ngo, ngo, ego. Mai. Wu chang. What is xiong? Chang, chang is correct. Oh, Cantonese, Cantonese, correct. So, when I heard that, but he, I don't know what word he used, or sati, I forgot the day. What will he use for satya?
I'm a Hokkien, but I definitely don't have Dharma Hokkien.
No, Si Liang Chu is four foundation of mindfulness. But mindfulness is called what? Zhen Nian. I think they call it Zhen Nian. In Mandarin, Mahayana, they call it Zhen Nian. But actually, it has nothing to do with the thought one. It's true awareness. Maybe that Nian, is it thinking? No, is it thinking? Nian, correct lah, means from Nian Fo lah, correct. Zhen Nian lah, means ni Nian Fo until become Sati lah, Zhen Nian, that is correct. That is correct. Nian Fo. So now I understand why Mahayana used the word Zhen Nian. Last time I used to tell my wife, I say, you better check properly. He said, yeah, Zhen Nian. Well, to me, it's Nian Tho, like Po Ho Lian say, Nian Tho, how can it be a thought? I know, but the trouble is, Nian Jing, different, so if they say 正念 is the 念经 the 念, then it's correct. Because when you chant until the mind and the chanting become one, no one to chant, that is sati. Understand? That is sati. Yeah, can.
As I said just now, the chanting kyon in me. So as I walk, the chanting, 阿弥陀佛就是一直跟住我的脚步，一直这样子。 So 我就是想问，知道到底我是在 noting 呢，还是不是
your awareness together with the kaya and that chanting, it go together. That's why when you are really in sati, if you do anapanasati, then your breath, movement. And your mind awareness together one. So for your case, the chanting arrives, your true mind, your awareness is aware of that chanting as well. Then when it's aware of chanting, then you realize 你的脚步 means her footstep, understand? Also together one, understand? Like whole thing synchronized, understand? That's why I say body and mind in harmony, in complete synchrony. That is the deep. No thought on, just aware. Then because when it came and it is so strong, so Amitabha will start to actually arise inside. Some at the brain there come out, some at the heart. Then when it come out, that form and mind will know one, because the true mind will feel it on. Then that mind and the chanting is one. Then after that, every of your movement is together. But it will harmonize. Very good, subtle.
Then I try to make it faster. I walk
cannot.
Faster.
Cannot.
But faster the chanting more fast like.
Oh, it continue fast. Oh, that is very good.
I don't know.
That is very good. Means
at first it was like in slow motion.
I know. Amitabha.
Then I go back there, and then I lie down and meditate.
Oh, that one
then
very
when
good.
I,
very good.
I wake up. Then I try to walk faster, and then the chanting keep on faster, like that.
It follow you,
sadhu.
This is helping you to do the mindfulness. You understand not? Because when the nature and the chanting move together, no matter what you do, it will catch up. Understand not? That's why you must go and thank our good friend. No wonder somebody say like the image at the back, Polian. That one is it? Is that Sakyamuni? That is Amitabha, not Sakyamuni. That's why you must go and pay respect, then make friends. Then, because past life, Alicia make friends. So now the good friend come. So you must thank Amitabha. Amitabha. Sadhu, sadhu. It's very good, very good.
Brother Dio, last night I really couldn't sleep. It took me a long, long time to sleep. And all the time, Amitabha, Amitabha.
From where?
Ringing and ringing.
In your brain. In your brain. Oh, very good.
Very fast. I keep on going louder and louder.
Then what you do? No, what you do?
I was scared. And I changed to Namo Tassa Bhagavato because.
Okay, good. Luckily you report.
I know. Luckily you report. I will do a
No, 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 no.
To me,
I know.
Every time only at funerals, I hear Amitabha. I'm really scared. And to me,
okay, very good.
Amitabha came to me because every time when I want to walk to the front,
I know.
I will pass by the place where they put the
ancestor ashes.
And then I will be listening to the Amitabha. And then it will keep on.
It's stuck to my head.
And then and last night I really couldn't sleep. It kept on ringing and something's getting loud faster and faster.
Okay.
And faster. I thought I'm going to go. Don't worry.
Now I explain to you. That's why luckily you asked. You're off the mic. Very good. You see, that's the whole trouble. When your good friend come, want to help you, your logical mind, your thinking mind, your thought, through your conditioning and your logic, I Theravada, no, I Namo Tassa. How come you're Amitabha? Then, like you say, what is your mind state? Like I say, what is your mind state? You say, I'm scared. Scared is what? It's from the thought.
Wait, brother, even though Yandu Nimitang Abba Mangalanja, Yo Jamana Posa,
I know.
I repeat like that.
Never mind.
No point.
Because the logical mind will remind you and condition you because you identify with that type of religion. So when you do that, there is the thought. If it's from the thought, it's not from your nature. Your nature, when you receive this, actually is a good friend. Your good friend coming to help you. But you cannot understand, then what happened? Your thought tell you. Disturbing, I cannot sleep. That is a defilement. Disturbing, dislike, aversion towards that chanting. You cannot understand. You use your thought. The second thing is what? The memory make you recall your condition. I namo tassa one. I Theravada. Then you straight away out of fear, you got fear, then you try to chant. Chant until namo tassa also becomes something else. Oh, so funny, like you chant this. Then you somehow want to invoke the blessing of Triple Jaya. Sapamangalang. So don't worry. You learn from all this. That's why luckily you report. Because sometimes the good friend come, want to help. It also depends whether you recognize the good friend. If you use your thought and conditioning, you cannot recognize. Understand? That's why sometimes the Pachika Buddha come also, you don't know. Then the enlightened being come also, you don't know. You look at the form. Then you got your condition. Like that, cannot be. Like the two politicians, the India take up. He saw that one. Oh, this must be heaven. We are campaigning that time. Then the other one they saw. You like that one. Must be hell. But actually, it's a camouflage in front. So, you cannot judge based on your thought. That's why I say acting according to your memory is not acting at all. But when you use memory, then the thought will tell you, this is not right. Then you become fearful. How come keep on coming? Then you say disturbing. But luckily, Alicia didn't behave like you. Alicia very wise, silent, follow. Then walk. Then he realized funny. He said, how come like that one? The mind try to interpret. Then the mind very cunning. You walk faster lah. See how? You walk faster, the good friend follow. That is the correct one. You must not have fear. You must not have aversion. But this is an evil road. So the good friend is without, because of your conditioning. That's why I say you have that conditioning, because that phobia, Chinese funeral nowadays very common. they put Amitabha Mahasaya. You know why they put Amitabha? They want to be reborn in the Pure Land. So Amitabha is very, very compassionate. You only need to have faith in him. Then determine to follow him. Then the vow will connect and you will go. Yeah. But that faith is not easy. You have to understand who Amitabha is. And in the sutta is mentioned, Pure Land Sutta. He said you must determine. You have faith and determine to take birth in Pure Land. But you must actually follow his vow. So that xiang ying in Mandarin they say. So that the two match. That's why there must be affinity. There must be a matching. There must be faith and there must be sincerity. Then you request. Then you vow to follow his way. Means to become his follower or disciple. And to keep the vow that he advised you to keep. So that is how they do it, xiang yi. It doesn't mean that you play the tape, take birth Pure Land. Oh, like that, no need to do good, no need to cultivate ourselves. Every day put chanting, Amitabha, Amitabha. Oh, then you go Pure Land. So, not like that. But this is to give faith to the deceased relatives and all those things. So that they have this, what they call, faith, and they feel better. Oh, I have done what I need to do, understand not? Otherwise, you go to all this, they call the, not the Buddhist one, they call, last time Reverend Suano used to mention it, and the Penang people, that group of people who make some living from there, one got very angry with him. You know what he said or not? He said, Buddhism don't believe in all those, he called it Lamoloa. You know what is Lamoloa? And the Chai Ku, the Chai Ku, Niku, they chant different one. No? I think it's a deviation from Taoist one. They used to like say blessing, but the fee very high one. No? So Suano being honest and sincere, that's why it's a very painful truth. He shared the Dhamma that the Buddha teaches. He said, you die already, a Buddhist. Very simple one. He said, no need to pay all this money. You cannot get married. One, he said, what you do is, he said, like Terokada Sutta, you make offering to Sangha and all those things. Then you donate money for printing book or help out and all those things. And these are tangible merits. That one burn paper, how is it? Where God? So in a way, he was correct. No? Wow, but after that, because people's livelihood affected, no, in Penang, he became very popular. No? A lot of people, Penang is a Hokkien city, so a lot of people listen to his talk. No? Then they trust him because he every time talk about Dana Sila Bhavana, Po Si Siu Kai Zhe Xian, Zhe Xian, Po Si is Dana, Siu Kai Sila, Zhe Xian. Wow, they do a lot. That's why Penang people are Dana number one. Here you go, all the Penang food all very nice. And then they donate very generously. So it came about where Suano talked about this Dana Parami. Oh, he said during the Buddha's time, how they make offering and all those things. That's how the merit manifests and all those things. So this gave people the faith. But this is actually the correct teaching. The Buddha did say you must have generosity, Parami. That's why, what is it? So I answer your question already, Lily. I answer your question. No, you don't be biased because of your thought. Whatever it comes, listen. Whatever it comes, don't let your thought interfere. You silence your mind to find out. Be with it. Then see what happens. Then when you have faith and be with it, that's why don't prejudice. Don't prejudice yourself. Don't be biased. Like last time, Ng V also said, I think the previous retreat, he said, she was in tears. After Alien, they all go down, all connection. Then he realized Mahayana, true, got such thing. Alien, I don't know her one. First time joined the retreat that time. He she later only attended Thursday class. Then they all good friends, no? Then she realized Mahayana. Then her tears came out. Why she don't believe, no? This life in Mahayana. We are Theravada, cut off completely. Oh. That's why you cannot connect. They want to help also cannot help. Good friend also cannot come and help. You come also you don't recognize. You dare not try. Because you are so close, your mind. That's why I have an open mind. Then whatever it is, just silence your mind to understand. Investigate. Understand not? And when you investigate with faith, if it's something in accordance, your heart will feel. Don't use your thought. Understand? Your thought will create all sorts of conditioning and view inside to tell you. Then you reject. Out of it. That's why you got fear. You dislike the vibration. Make you cannot sleep. So all this is from the thought. But if you listen from the heart, there is no word. Understand? Then the heart will understand. Then if you have affinity, you connect, then the good friend will know what to do. You don't have to do anything. Just like Alicia, the good friend will do for you. Understand? That's why guide her to be in sati. That's why the Amitabha is for her true mind to listen on. Otherwise, she cannot listen on. It's not a vibration, no, not from your hearing consciousness. No. It has to be the true mind. Otherwise, you cannot hear. No. But you use your ear to hear. Oh, then your thought memory straight away condition you. That's why you see how cunning the thought is. Come up with all sorts of story and make her become like that. The first thing you must be aware is when you react like that, you got fear. First, you got aversion. You did. Then you know these are evil root. When this thought is wrong thought, not fit for attention. Understand? Because when it's not fit for attention, the asavak defilement become more. Understand? That's why aversion more, fear more. Then the memory again recall condition. This is funeral one. Oh, worse still. After that funeral one, you more fear, then you chant numbers. Word also went out of sequence. Understand? So this is how you develop the understanding. That's why you don't ask questions, no condition. I cannot explain. So now, you just trust, have faith in all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. It's just like I used to say, let's say, if you're not sure, yeah, somebody come and tell you, yeah, hey, that long pole, arahan, and all things. You don't need to doubt understand. Then sometimes you cannot observe them from the physical, external, understand. What you should do is you have an open mind, then you listen, understand. And then from there you make a decision, understand. Because if you use your conditioning and your thought and you look at the form and you discriminate, I tell you, you may even miss a real one. Yes, you say, I Burmese traditional, this one Thai one. Then you say, cannot be that side one. So you got preference. No? And then you just miss. No? Because nowadays there are a lot real cultivator. They came in the lay form, I tell you. Not in the room. You have to be careful. My last two teachers are lay person, lay people. So you don't discriminate. You listen. If they have the Dhamma, the truth, you will understand. Your heart will understand. Your thought cannot understand. So whatever you don't understand, open mind. I used to reply to those people who asked me this question, I think during the early day. He said, brother, how do we know that they are enlightened or not? So I remember I read this book, Joseph Goldstein. The way he answered was very, very funny. He said, enlightened being don't got a sign up there on the side where you can see or wow, enlightened the aura. You cannot see no sign on it. So how do you know? That's why you investigate. You silence your mind, you observe what he do. That's why I like Master Sun Hao's answer. If you observe over a period of time, if he still got greed, means he asks for contribution, donation, money, and then you know, you be careful, don't be gullible. Then he still can get emotional, angry, and fearful, and then you will know already. Then you observe what he do, whether he mindful or not. Then what he share, whether he has the truth, the Dhamma understanding or not. Then you will know that you feel, the last one is you already cultivate, you can feel. You can feel the energy, you can feel the nature. Then you can feel, your nature will tell you. So all these are the way that you can find out. And your faith will become different when you investigate and you stand up to investigation. The other thing is, if you are still quite new, you're not sure, have an open mind. Have an open mind means what? What have you got to lose by paying respect? Or make an offering? Understand? Even small offering. If he is the real one, you want fatal. Understand? But just because you doubt, don't know real or not. Then you believe your thought, then you didn't do anything. Then what a waste. The real one in front also, just slip away like that. There were a lot of incidents in China last time. Because when I went there, I think Wutaisan, Putosana, then some of this Mahayana teaching, they did mention, even Xu Yin Lao He Sang also he know. He went to Wutaisan, Ji Chu San, you remember? And twice he was almost lost his life. Then somebody appeared and helped him. Then later on he realized it was Wen Su, Manjushri. That's why they were no one cultivator. But when they appear and manifest, they are like laymen. Sometimes, like Hui Ning is a woodcutter, illiterate. Then you somehow not heedful, not mindful. If you bump into him, quarrel with him and scold him, I tell you, you can't do anything. Understand? So, the Noble Eightfold Path, right living or right livelihood, is for this type of purpose. Understand? Now you remind me to mention that. This right livelihood or right living, the way you live your life is very important. If you got Noble Eightfold Path, this one can make you actually progress very fast in your cultivation. You only need to have goodness because you must have right living or right attitude towards life. So when you have this Noble Eightfold Path in you, you will have right view, right speech, right action, right thought. Then you meet a lot of people every day, understand not? While the number of years you live. You only need to meet one real one or sincere one. Because you follow Noble Eightfold Path, you right speech, right thought, right action, then you're very kind, very generous. So you will do certain things or not. I come to know about this because my nature, it understands. In the past, some of these people who come to me, even my parents, last time they don't know who I am. I take birth also. Then they were ordinary people, but very sincere, very helpful. Then, like my these two parents, I knew from inside the nature tell me, in the distant past, in certain life, they must have actually helped me in certain way, but without knowing my nature. Then just because they were so sincere, so kind, that very small good deed, the nature rejoice, then send pure vision. And the pure vision is very simple, we want to take them across and help them. So the best way is what? To become their children. Well, I know they are very sincere. Then they will be very responsible. They will take care of me and raise me. So all these things that they did to my nature is already jiabili already. So that's why they don't have to worry about their future. Like my mother, he knew. My father also, he knew. He knew I'm different from all the other family members. And they know. So because of that, right livelihood, a lot of people don't know. Well, how come it's in the Noble Eightfold Path? Understand not? If it's right livelihood alone, then no point in the Noble Eightfold Path, understand not? But it's right living, the way you live your life. If you don't apply Noble Eightfold Path to live your life, if you meet the real cultivator the way you cannot recognize and you got evil root, you cheat, you deceive, you abuse, and you do all those funny things, I tell you, you kena kau kau itu ya. Even the Buddha that time as a Bodhisattva, he didn't know. He also kena. You think it won't happen to you? He go and put sand as a boy, small boy, into the Pacheka's butt. No, that's why he kena that last meal before he pari nibbana. That horse feed or don't know what. Somebody offered him. And he knew that was a karma. That's why he take it. Then after that, oh, he suffered inside that. It's because he put sand on the Pacheka's butt. As a kid, he doesn't know that it's a Pacheka Buddha. It's just a monk who went by Pinnapat. That's why you don't look at the external. Wherever there is condition, make an offering if you have the condition. To you, $10, $20 is not an issue, understand? Or whatever you have food, you just bring an offer. We've got condition, you just offer. Whether bogus or true, unless you really know it's bogus, then you try to avoid. Otherwise, whether real or unreal, whatever you do out of a sincere heart, generosity is still meritorious. But if you like strike a real cultivator, oh, you jabili already. That's how. That's why right living, you only need to encounter one real one, and just do something sincere. Then they give you a pure vision. You actually already, your way already, very, very sure already. Understand? So, actually very simple one. Noble Evil Path, any path factor you do correctly, it has great result. So, a lot of people don't understand right living, I tell you.
I want to share two incidents about pure wish. The first incident is, I think it's the first time I go to Wu Tai San. I think we were going down to Pusading, and then there's one temple, they have a very big stupa, white color, and that is the biggest Tibetan stupa. And when we were there, we have to go around the stupa and, you know, push those bell, you know?
Yeah, the bell. Well, Mi Fong, Sui An. Oh, Sui An not there.
Yes, Sui An was there.
Oh, Sui An was there. New Zealand is bokeh. Oh, no wonder. Just like he told me, he didn't follow you. New Zealand, yeah, correct.
So then, when I was there, I went around very fast. Then I saw this Tibetan, very old monk. He was sitting at the door slash there, looking at his sutta. So I just look at him, very strange. When I look at him, and he look at me, so I like, Anjali, I pay respect to him, and he also acknowledged me back. So very strange, when I walk past the door, you know, in China, the door, the part is a little bit high. So he was actually sitting beside that thing. So actually, as I enter, I don't know why, my nature tell me that I actually sent him a pure wish. Mm-hmm. I wish him, may he have the merits to gain the highest level of wisdom so that he can liberate himself and eventually gain enlightenment, something like that. So as I walk behind the door, I do that. Actually, he didn't see me anymore. So then I walk two steps. You know what I feel, you know? He straight away sent back a pure wish to me. Because I can feel the energy come back to me, to my heart area. So that's one.
That's why no need words. Heart to heart. A very beautiful one. When I was in China also, during the year 1996, I went to this temple, Bai Ma Si, I think. The old monk inside there. Actually, when I reached there, I already knew. I felt the energy, you know, from that place. I don't know what the place until the Tao Yu say, oh, this is a famous temple, Bai Ma Si, where the Tang San Zhang, the journey to the west, the monk that the emperor sent over, He said, "There is the temple." I said, "No wonder." I say, then I straight away can feel that direction. Then I knew it's that stupa. It's a Chinese pagoda, but they call it the stupa. Actually, the Buddha's relic is underneath there. Well, I saw a commentary later on about that place, how they took the relics out. Then they re-enshrine it properly. So, that case very funny. The Tao, you go and buy the ticket, we're supposed to wait. So we wait. Then after he come out, before he even introduced the place, I said, "Can I have my ticket first?" He said, "Can." He passed to me. Then I straight away went in. I just asked him what time we're supposed to meet out here. He said, 45 minutes time. So I took the ticket, I went in. Well, I can follow that energy. Then inside there also the whole temple, they chant Amitabha, Amitabha. So my heart there follow, because that nature and the thing move as well. Then there's a lot of energy, there's a lot of joy. Then when I approach that pagoda, the old monk inside there used the like Mu Yi, he was chanting also. Then he the one not so big as this guy out there on the morning chanting, that one very big, tong tong tong. So this one, he very mindful or not, really. Then I can feel his energy also. Then the funny thing is, he was facing the wall doing the chanting. Then as I move, he can feel my energy. Well, I send metta, he can feel. He turned around, mindfully do and turn around. Then he smiled to me. For no reason. Then there were many people, but he smiled to me. Then when I reached there, I pay respect straight away to the Buddha Rupang. Then after that, I want to sit. But my nature tell me, if I sit, I will miss the bus. Sure miss the bus. So I say, "Oh, that can I?" I say, "Okay lah. 5 minutes. So I went out. He knew, no? Then after that, when I finished, I read it to all beings and everything. Then I rejoiced. Then after that, you know what happened? I look at him. He turned again. Then he smiled. And the way he smiled, like he rejoiced. Then I also smiled. I also rejoice. We can understand each other very well. So I say, we will be good friends. So that's how mind to mind is very beautiful. When you can feel, when you are silent, when you are sensitive, all these very good vibrations, you can feel them. Okay? Mimi, continue.
Okay, the second incident was, I think we went to Thailand. Remember, we visited Ajahn Itawai, and I think he is somebody's nephew. So, actually, after we do all the paying respect, all the dana, so I think most of you all have left, and I and Brother Wong was the last one to leave the place. And then somehow or other, very strange, when I was alone and with Brother Wong, I said, "You don't go first, because you know Ajahn, they don't want to be alone with a lady."
Yeah.
So I said, "Hey, you hang around." I don't know why I stay back, and I really alone paying respect to him. And when I was paying respect to him, I sent him a pure wish, like, "May you have a long life, longevity of life, to realize all Dharma so that you can benefit the people in Thailand and maybe to the whole world." So when I was bowing down, I actually sent this pure wish to him. Then after that, I said, "Can I take a photograph of you?" Then he was like, very happily, he said, "Okay." then I asked Brother Wong, "Okay, now we can go already." So as I slowly walked down mindfully, halfway the path, he actually sent me a pure wish, because I can feel the energy straight away come back to me. So I really sadhu,
yeah,
sadhu.
That's why those who are cultivated, they can feel and they can detect one. Even when I travel, I will know one, or in the plane got some cultivator, I will know, I can sense. Then there was one incident, we went to Thailand. Then when we crossed over to Vientiane, you remember Vientiane? Ah, Yun Chan here, where is Yun Chan? Oh, Yun Chan resting. Never mind. When I crossed the border, I told Yun Chan, I said, well, I was looking around, I cannot find anybody. Not only that, I said, there is some cultivator, a lot of energy. I said, that energy very pure. And then I told Yun Chan. Yun Chan said, got me. So we cannot find. Then later I came to know, it's not human being. That two stupa. They one stupa, very big one. That's why I say the best place to hold retreat, I told Sui An and Mi Fong before, is to go there, Vientiane. The whole town is full of that energy. It's like Wutai San like that. And it's the source is that big stupa and the other temple, the very ancient temple. No, in the city one. Very ancient one. They say, Cindy's husband, what are they? What is his name? Mosit. Mosit said this is the oldest temple. Don't know how many hundred years old, or thousand over years old, I forgot already. So, that place, you near the border, you can feel it. And the whole town is full of the energy. That's why I did tell some of the Kairamita, I said, this is the best place to hold retreat. Then somebody say, maybe we look for a place for the tail. Then we go there, we do a short retreat. I don't know who suggested really. I say, yeah, can. I say, you gotta look for a place. Because that place really, you sure settle down, very easy to meditate. But that tao energy, very, very different one. Long Prabang, a lot of devas. Then one temple very good. Got one temple very good. The very famous temple, Mahayana a bit one, mixed one. Near the river one. That temple is very good. That temple is a very ancient temple. Long Prabang, a lot of devas. That's why you take photo anywhere, ops, all ops one. But these are earthbound mainly, all the lower rhyme. Oh, Kwan, okay.
I just want to share. Just now, Brother Dale was saying, the sister was saying, a metaphor. That is good that you share. But then I thought of it, and I got to share this. Yesterday, we went to the Long Po.
Long Po Jumian.
The minute I see Long Po, my mind was doubt. The two politicians. Then I said it's wrong. I tried to subside it away. The first time I said it's wrong. The second time came again. Then I stayed at it. I just observe it. Then I just keep observing only. That's all. Then later on, what I did was I make an apology.
Oh, sadhu, very good. Because you must ask for forgiveness.
Ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Because I remember, because I did share certain things with Brother Tay. Brother Tay was telling me that if you come across this kind of thing, because it's not your thought, this is a past memory.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I just ask for forgiveness.
Oh, good. Very good. That's why sometimes your thought funny, it was simply create one. So now that you understand already, you need to be more careful. Because right living is not that. If you are heedless, deluded, you simply comment and do all those things, there is karmic implication, understand? Even during the Buddha's time. You remember Reverend Suwano's story? I think there was one, I think Richman's son or the other one. Then suddenly he passed by, traveling, I think they passed by. I think if I'm not wrong, he saw a monk. Hey, not monk. What did he saw already? I forgot it. Then he had this thought, which is, don't know what happened, that thought. He suddenly became a lady, female. Then he did not go home. Then later on, married into that family. Into a family. Then the monk came. They asked for forgiveness, then only become man again. I forgot the detail. Merchant. Wait. Pass the mic to Brother Tay, very good. He got all this. The Jataka story. Very good.
It's in the Dhammapada verse. You want to hear the brief story? There were these two merchants, A and B. I think they were also good friends. So both of them were traveling, and halfway they rested. So at the river or a stream, a monk was bathing. A monk was bathing. So merchant A saw the monk, and the monk's complexion was very fine.
Oh, no wonder.
So lust arose in him. So merchant A thought, wow, if my wife's complexion like this, how good.
Just like that only.
Yes, just that
become a female. Then the whole physical become a female. That's why you don't see clear.
So when his body immediately became a female, he became embarrassed. And he quickly went to and hide, So his friend B was looking around wanting to move on, couldn't find him. So because of that embarrassment, he hid himself, and so merchant B went off that. And so what happened is that actually that monk was an arahant. And the arahant, due to the purity of the mind, the complexions, all those also similarly being influenced. Then this merchant A went over to another city. He at this moment is a female. So then he got married. He got married and produced two children. So then one day merchant B went over to that city. The lady now become a lady, merchant A. Saw his former friend and invited him to her house for some drinks and all this. So merchant B was scratching his head and said, how is it? I just met you, right? In his heart he was thinking, I just met you, I don't know you, and you invited me and accorded me such hospitality. So merchant A asked B, do you know of so and so? No, and then the description, all those. So the merchant B said, yes. No, one day suddenly he disappeared, and until now it's so many years, I can't find him. So then the merchant A, the lady A, looked at B and asked him, you look at me, right? And then merchant B said, you look like him, like merchant A, but you are a lady, he was a man. So then this merchant A related, the lady related what happened at the time when he saw the monk like that, and his mind was defiled. Then merchant B said, that monk was an arahant. So anyway, never mind, then my next trip I'll bring him along and you seek for forgiveness. In the next trip, when merchant B came, he brought along this arahant. The lady A offered dana, all those. After offering, then lady A seek forgiveness from the arahant, saying that at that time, due to his unmindfulness, defilements arose, and that was what happened. So the arahant, having heard that, he said, it's okay, may you be well and happy, no problem, don't worry, and just bless the lady A. immediately after the forgiveness,
become man again.
He became a man.
So now you understand, ask for forgiveness is not a joke. Understand? Understand? That's why all this, they got just like a story to confirm. That's why don't simply arise your thought. If that one real cultivator, you go and arise that thought and don't know how to ask for forgiveness. That's why in the sutta, when we chant the morning chanting, evening chanting, towards the end, what do you chant? Kayena vacca cittena, or say. Then you ask for forgiveness from the triple gem. No? Understand? So all this are what the Buddha has came to realize through his enlightenment and advice. So we must thank Rati first. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, he's very good. A lot of the Dhammapada and Jataka, he know. Sometimes, need to quote anything, I ask him. He's very good, he's very good. Definitely, go and say sorry. Good friend come, I didn't recognize you. No, at the back, the poster and downstairs, the beside the... Here also got one. The smaller one, the smaller one. I show you. Yes, the center one. No. Maitreya is the one big tummy in front. But the real Maitreya, no tummy. That one is Viruchana. Viruchana. This one, I think, is a star bodhisattva, if I'm wrong. Tijang Wang. Then this one is another... this is Amitabha. You see the swastika? Swastika. Center. No. Not that one. Smaller one. Amitabha. This is Kuan Yin. This one is Kuan Yin.
Then the other one?
That one is Medicine Buddha. Medicine Buddha. The pagoda one is Medicine Buddha. This one sometimes they carry different symbol. But Amitabha is always with the swastika and very well dressed on. That Viruchana is different. But this is the original first Sammasambuddha of this universe. The first. You don't worry. Sometimes like Joyce, last retreat, I think previous retreat, he go and like pay respect, then he like want to request, he want to make aspiration and request. Halfway is jam, no, cannot. Then he say, you know what I mean. As long as you are sincere, they will know. I said, miss, you sincere. And so, then he halfway, the word cannot come out. Then he said, I think you know what I mean. So this is just for you to share so that you don't make mistake, so that you understand. So that you understand in deeper term, what are all these? These are all taught by the Buddha and in the Jataka story. As I ask him for forgiveness, it's very important. He actually incorporated it. But through my past, I actually expert in making this sort of thing. Wow. Oh, I'm very good at that one. That's why I know how to modify and do all those things. That's why this life I come, nobody teach me or no. How come I know how to use? You don't ask me, but I never learned this life. Then I can teach people in deep depression, cannot even talk to them, how to come out. How to make the forgiveness and the vow. Nobody teach me. This life I never learned. But I know, I'm very good at making aspiration and vow. That's why my past different. That's why when I come, I'm very different. Because that understanding makes it possible for this nature to come in different way, a very different way. Okay, you better do your meditation. Not much time. Since today is the first of the serious one, at least you got some time to listen to good Dhamma. I think it's meant to be. Meant to be. At first, actually, what is it? Yeah.
Brother Teo, I understand that some of the people are leaving tomorrow, early tomorrow morning.
Oh, better
morning.
Share today.
Yes, that's right. I don't know who are going.
Okay, continue, share. Wait, let me go to the washroom first. Okay, you all go ahead. 5 minutes break. 5 minutes break. Okay. Time off.
Brother, sister, give me 1 minute, please. For those who wants to order the strawberries, fresh strawberries or strawberry jam, please put your names at the paper there. Today before dinner time is a cut-off time. So after dinner, no more taking order. And then I will tell you how much you have to pay. We are trying to get it on Saturday or Sunday before we leave. Okay, thank you.
Since I did my sermon, for those of you that want to make donation to the temple, please give me as early as possible, so don't give me last minute. Sadhu.
Thank you. Thank you.